弟兄们告诉我说，上次我们最后一次聚会的时候，就说到应该是下礼拜二才恢复。
As brothers and sisters told me that we should have started again, resume next Tuesday.
但我所以特别不提早的，也是因着最近出门所领会的一些事情。
But we resumed a week early was because there was something that I got some insight on with this recent trip.
我上一个礼拜天从亚洲回到这里。
I returned from Asia last Sunday.
虽然接上去就去了加拿大。
Even though immediately following the return, I went to Canada.
但是在加拿大那几天也可以说是在恢复吧。
But even though there was a few days spent in Canada, it was a period of recovery.
所以主日回到湾区的时候也觉得精神还可以。
So even though I returned to the Bay Area this past Sunday, I still feel full of energy that I was still able to hold up.
特别在加拿大那几天，因为常去一些老人的疗养院，看到很多很多，其实我们想也想得出来的那种光景。
But in the few days I spent in Canada, I visited quite a few convalescent homes, and to our imagination, we can just imagine what situation those would be like.
我看到好多的老人真的是活在没有指望的当中。
And I've encountered many elderly people indeed are living in a situation without hope.
很可怜的。
And very sad and pitiful.
那我也想到我自己。
And I consider myself.
我也老了嘛。
I'm advanced in age as well.
还有多少年日呢？
How many days would I still have left?
自己都没有把握。
I'm not assured of that.
所以我就想。
So I thought.
既然精神支持得来。
If I'm able to hold up physically,
那早一个礼拜恢复交通吧。
Then let us resume fellowship a week early.
因为实在不看到那种光景，真是不知道什么时候自己会到了那一种有气无力的那种光景。
Indeed, when I saw so many of that situation, I imagined to myself one day perhaps I will be in the same situation that I not able to do it physically.
所以感谢主，趁着还有气有力的时候，那就多点和神儿女们一同交通主的话。
So I thank the Lord while I'm still physically able, then let's grab hold of the chance to fellowship on the word of God.
上次我们最末后是看到十四章的末了。
Last time we were at the end of chapter 14.
从这个十二章十三二章那时候开始。
Now starting from chapter 12 onward.
其实严格说起来从十三章开始。
Strictly speaking, actually starts with chapter 13 onward.
神就借着以赛亚说了许多的话，是关乎与以色列有关的列国的光景。
God has spoken many words concerning the nations that have anything to do with Israel.
那这列国的光景有些是说到眼见的时间里边他们可以经历的。
Now with these matters concerning those nations that have anything to do with Israel, those matters some pertain to what we can see in time physically.
但是相当的部分是若干年后才显露出来的。
But a majority of those things about those nations will take place many, many years later afterwards.
那所以我们看到这个说到有关历史的这一大段的话的里边。
Therefore, in this large passage, when it speaks on so much of the history,
有些时候是在把我们的心思弄得有点麻麻乱乱的。
Indeed, sometimes with some of the events and things, it will cause us to be confused.
究竟是在说预言呢，还是在说历史？
In fact, is all these passages referring to history or prophecy?
那么当我们今天来读的时候，我们有这个问题。
Now when we read it today, of course we might have that question.
但是你站在以赛亚当时的日子来说，
But if we were to stand during the days of Isaiah and his shoes,
他说话的时候所说的全都是预言。
As for Isaiah, at the time when he spoke all these things, they are prophecy.
是预言到前面要发生的历史。
It is prophetic to the history that will take place ahead of them.
而这些历史并不是直接发生在以色列人的身上。
And also, this history will not directly happen to the Israelites.
而是发生在与以色列有关的每一个民族和国家的身上。
But it will happen upon all the nations, all the people that surround them and have anything to do with them.
那神为什么这样说话呢？
Now, why did God speak in this way?
我们千万记住。
Let us please remember,
当以赛亚活着的时候，
during Isaiah's days,
犹大虽然基本上还站在神的一边，
even though basically Judah is still standing on the side with God,
但是具体的情形并不很乐观，
but the practical situation is not very optimistic,
因为他们的实际的光景是跟做王的那一个人很有关系。
Because the actual situation of the people of Israel has a lot to do with how the king is.
如果那个时候犹大王的光景是好的，那犹大的光景就稍微好一点。
During those days, if the king of Judah's condition was well, then the people are somewhat better.
但是如果那个做王的那个人是不太妥当的。
Yet, if the king that ruled over Judah was not a good king,
那整个犹大的那个光景就很暗淡。
Then the general situation of the nation of Judah would be dull.
那当以赛亚开始说话的时候，
Now, as Isaiah was speaking to, beginning to speak,
那他就碰上了亚哈斯王。
He encountered Jehoahaz.
这个亚哈斯王表面还尊重神。
On the surface, Jehoahaz still would honor God.
但实际上是根本的不尊重神。
But in fact, he is one that did not honor God at all.
所以在我们以前所读过的那一些话的里边，你看到他是怎么的在神的面前惹神的怒气。
In the words we have read previously, we see how Joash have brought in the wrath of God.
也因着他这样的一个光景，
And because of this condition,
就引出犹大面临一些非常不容易应付的那种环境。
It brought forth a situation that was not easy for Judah to handle.
但是那个时候神还不肯让犹大给交出去。
Yet at that time, it was still not God's time to deliver Judah out yet.
所以我们一直看到神的手在那里要把犹大挽回。再挽回。
Therefore, we're able to see that God's hand is continually at work trying to restore Judah again and again.
但是一个很严肃的问题。
But a very serious question.
在神的鉴察的里边。
In the examination of God.
现在虽然神给他们挽回又挽回的机会。
Even though God continues to give them chance after chance to be restored.
但是在神的鉴察的里边，他的确是看到犹大的前途很暗淡。
Yet, in the foreknowledge of God, indeed he sees the future of Judah and is very dim.
那所以在神的那个鉴察的底下，他要向犹大说出安慰的话，怎么说呢？
Therefore, in that situation, if God were to speak words of comfort to Judah, how would he say them?
你要说他眼前的那个事情，
if he was to speak on what's ahead for Judah,
那好像就让犹大人产生一个错觉，神不会放弃我们。
Then it would give the people of Judah this misunderstanding, because God is saying these words, then God will not forsake us.
神不会责备我们的，甚至是管教我们。
God will not rebuke us, nor would he even discipline us.
但是如果神在那个时候不说安慰的话，
But if God were not to give them words of comfort during that situation,
那么犹大的百姓心里面就说神把我们放弃了。
Then also in the heart of the people of Judah, they would think that God has already forsaken them.
那我们既然是 神放弃了就没希望了。
And if God indeed have forsaken us, we are without hope.
既然是没希望的话，我们又何必坚持要站在神的一边呢？
And if we have no hope, why do we must insist that we stand on the side with God?
所以在那一段日子，神借着以赛亚向犹大人说的话，有很不得已的那种情绪在那里。
Therefore, during the days of Isaiah, as God was speaking to the people, he was saying it with a heart that is reluctantly.
不说安慰的话，好像不可以。
It forces God to say words of comfort to the people.
要说安慰的话，好像也一样的是不可以。
Yet, it was still in the same dilemma that God seems to not be able to tell them words of comfort.
那你要神怎么说呢？
In that situation, how is God to speak to them?
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在人的确是两难。
It is very difficult for man in that dilemma.
说又不是，不说又不是。
It is hard to say it or without, or they must say it.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在他手中没有难成的事。
With God, there is nothing too difficult.
在他心思的里头也没有困难的那个领会。
And in the heart of God, there is nothing too difficult for him to overcome.
所以我们看到以赛亚在那里让神用着他说了不很多的话。
Therefore, we can see God have used Isaiah to speak much words.
从一面看好像是对犹大的一些警告。
On the one hand, it seems like there are words of warning to Judah.
但是你往深处去看的时候。
But if we look deeper,
你是在看到神在那里安慰他的百姓。
Indeed, we're able to see that God is in fact comforting his people.
让他的百姓活在指望的里头。
So that his people can live in hope.
神没有隐藏说你们没有难处。
God did not hide the fact that you have no difficulty.
神给他们看见你们是有难处的。
God shows them indeed you have hardship.
并且那个难处非常严厉的。
And in fact, that hardship is very severe.
因为你们背弃神所引来的结果就是那样。叫神的怒气要向你们倾倒。
That is the very result of your rebelling, forsaking God, and God's wrath will be poured upon you.
但是虽然神的怒气向你们倾倒。
Yet, even with the wrath of God poured upon you,
你们仍然是活在指望的当中。
You're still living in the midst of hope.
因为神是按照他的旨意来领着你们往前走的。
Because God leads you forward according to his will.
神起初在你们身上的那个定义，神没有改变。
God has not changed what he has willed toward you from the beginning.
虽然人的愚昧叫神做工的手有好多的那一个变动。
Even though the foolishness of man have changed much of the work in God's hand.
但是那些变动只是延迟神的旨意完成的那种光景。
Yet those changes are only a fact that they delay the will of God being accomplished.
却没有让神去改变他起初的定义。
Those changes did not make God change what his originally willed purpose.
所以我们看到神在那里对犹大说话的时候，好多好多的话都是集中在神所应许给他们的弥赛亚。
Therefore, we can see many of the words that God speaks to Judah, much of those words are focused on the fact of God's promise that he will give them the Messiah.
这是我们过去放纵来看过的。
And that is a point that we have focused on before in our sharing.
一提到弥赛亚的时候，那就提到指望了。
And when we mention about the Messiah, that is their hope.
那就提到神的信实了。
That mentions about God's faithfulness.
那就提到神的旨意一定要成就了。
That is a mentioning about God's will surely will be accomplished.
既然是如此。
If that is the case.
那以色列或者当时的犹大却是神旨意里头的一个很重要的点。
Then Israel or Judah at that time is a very important point in the will of God.
如果神的旨意没有改变，
if the will of God did not change,
犹大的地位就不会改变。
Then the position of Judah will not change. 虽然
在眼见的里边，
even though physically,
犹大要受到神的鞭打，
Judah will be scorched by God,
严重到一个地步给放弃到交在外邦人的手里。
The scourging is so severe that they're delivered into the hands of the Gentiles.
我们也实在是看见。
We indeed also see.
在以赛亚的日子。
In the days of Isaiah,
北边的以色列已经是给交给外邦人了。
The northern kingdom of Israel has already been delivered to the Gentiles.
那神也宣告有一天犹大也会碰到同样的那个结果。
God also had proclaimed that one day that will also happen to Judah.
但是当在神说到这些事情的时候,
Yet when God spoke all these things,
他就把弥赛亚带出来。
He brings forth the Messiah.
他就把弥赛亚的应许带出来。
He brings forth the promise of the Messiah.
他就把弥赛亚的那个实际
He reveals to them the reality of the Messiah.
而让以色列人很清楚地看见，有以赛亚，有弥赛亚在，犹大就有前途。
So clearly show the Israelites, as long as the Messiah appears, then Judah will have a future.
那是因着这样的一个光,
and it is that light.
我们就看到神借着以赛亚, 向以色列的百姓宣告在他们周围与他们发生关系的那个列国的光景。
It is under that light that God proclaims through Isaiah to Judah all the surrounding nations that have any relationship with Israel.
我们上次的末了就说到头一个与犹大有关的那个国。
Last time at the end, we mentioned about the first nation that have anything to do with Israel.
那就是巴比伦。
And that is Babylon.
那说到巴比伦,
when we mention about Babylon,
在巴比伦还没有兴起的时候,
even before Babylon was raised up,
神就借着以赛亚说话,
God has already spoken through Isaiah.
说到巴比伦将来要怎么怎么的给兴起,
to speak of the fact how Babylon would be raised up.
又说到巴比伦要怎么怎么的, 给消灭,
and also shared on the fact already how Babylon will be destroyed.
那些话都说得非常具体,
and all those words are very, very practical.
但是弟兄姊妹你留意,
but brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当以赛亚说到巴比伦的事的时候,
when Isaiah mentioned about the matters of Babylon,
巴比伦在以赛亚说话的时候, 巴比伦算不得,
at the time when Isaiah spoke, Babylon was nothing. They were not considered much.
And
because at that time, Babylon was only a small region under the rule of Assyria. They're not strong at all. And they're not even considered, would not be considered a great nation.
但是神就借着以赛亚预先就说明了
But through Isaiah, God has already made this known.
说得非常的准确,
and very accurately was it made known.
也特别指出神是用着巴比伦来管教犹大,
and God clearly speaks that he will use Babylon to discipline Judah.
但是因为巴比伦人在神使用他们的时候,他们的狂傲,
but because of the pride and the haughtiness of the Babylons when God uses them to deal with Judah,
神也就说明巴比伦因着他们的那种狂傲结果也是落在神的对付的底下。
And because of their pride and haughtiness before God, God also put them under God's discipline.
巴比伦要衰败,
and the Babylon will fall.
并且他怎么样衰败,神也在那里说得很具体。
Even how Babylon would fall, God has really clearly made it known.
连着巴比伦灭亡的人的名字都说了出来。
God has already made known even to who will destroy Babylon.
当然在我们所读过的那些话的里面,就没有提到灭亡他的人的名。
Of course, in these passages, it did not record for us the one who will destroy Babylon.
但下边我们就看到他特别提到一个人的名字,那是跟巴比伦给毁灭是有点关联的。
But later on, it did mention this name that has connection to the fall of Babylon.
但是神却是非常明确地指出巴比伦要给灭亡在
But God clearly has stated that Babylon would fall under the Medes.
但是话是非常的明确的。
And these words are extremely clear.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们重新的把神在当时的历史的那个预言上面所说的话, 来看到一件事。
From all the words that God spoke in the prophecy in those days, we can see one thing.
神是要借着列国所发生的事情来让犹大去认识。
It is through all the events that will take place in the surrounding nations in order for Judah to know.
认识神和他们当中的关系,
to know their relationship between God.
认识神的大能,
to know the great might of God.
更进一步是认识神的永远的旨意。
And a step further is to know that eternal purpose of God.
那么我们今天接上去,
now as we follow on today,
我们就要从15、16 这两章里边来看另一方面的问题。
We'll look from chapters 15 and 16 to see another matter from a different angle.
因为15、16这两章是说到摩押的情形。
Because these two chapters, 15 and 16, speaks about Moab.
我们从历代志和或者列王上面，我们看到摩押也曾经是给以色列许许多多的。 难处的,
from the recordings in the Kings and the Chronicles, we can see that Moab have given much difficulty to Israel before.
在他们出埃及在旷野里边行走的时候, 摩押就已经成为他们的烦恼。
Even when Israel left Egypt to enter into the promised land, that Moab have given them much trouble before.
但是那个时候他们并不知道摩押对他们很不利。
But at that time, Israel did not realize that Moab was trying to harm them.
因为摩押王把那个先知叫做什么？巴兰。 来咒咒他们的时候，他们一点都不知道。
Because when the king of Moab even asked the prophet Balaam to curse them, they did not know about that at all.
但是神却没有让巴兰能做什么。
Yet God did not allow for Balaam to do anything.
那在这个事上面，我们看到摩押在历史上一直给。 以色列制造难处。
From that event, we know throughout history, Moab has continued to give problems to Israel.
但是来到以赛亚说话的时候,
but now, during the period of Isaiah,
摩押没有从前那样敌对以色列。
Moab is unlike before and not as much opposed to Israel.
或者说没有那么厉害的抵挡那个犹大。
Or not as severely to oppose Judah.
但是他们并不是跟犹大很友善。
But yet they have no friendship with Judah.
我们看到起初在大卫还在逃亡的时候，他们还好一点。
We can see that during when David was still fleeing, we can see that Moab was more favorable.
但是等到以色列建国了以后，摩押对犹大。
But we can see after Israel established the kingdom, Moab was not very friendly toward Israel.
现在以赛亚就对着摩押来说话。
Now Isaiah speaks concerning Moab.
说摩押什么事呢?
What did Isaiah proclaim about Moab?
说到摩押要给很凄惨的给亚述。
Isaiah speaks the fact that Moab will be very cruelly destroyed by Assyria.
并且是非常非常的受破坏。
And they were very greatly harmed, in fact.
几乎可以说摩押的那些精华全都给废掉了。
Even to a point that all the pride, all the essence of Moab were destroyed.
摩押在当时，你说他是很强大吗？ 他并不太强大。
If you were to say the nation of Moab at the time was a strong one, they are not.
但是你说他们是可以好欺负吗？ 恐怕也不见得。
Yet they were not very easily picked on either.
但是问题在,
but the issue is,
当时给摩押有困扰的,
what caused problems for Moab was,
乃是亚述。
Was Assyria.
而亚述在那一个时候是非常非常强大的 这个国家,
at that time, the Syrian nation was extremely powerful.
所以我们从15章那里一开始就看到摩押的败亡是非常迅速的。
And so we can see, starting with chapter 15, that the fall of Moab was extremely quick.
那里就这样的形容, 一夜之间,
there it describes, it is overnight.
一夜之间,
it is overnight. And then all the essence of Moab were destroyed. And the entire land of Moab was bewailing.
并且摩押在过去所积蓄的一切就在那一夜之间就成了一个完全无有。
And even overnight, all that was stored by Moab would come to naught.
那所以从15章的里头，你看到整个摩押都完了。
Therefore, from chapter 15, we can see the entire nation of Moab is wiped out.
不但是眼见的那一些繁荣完全不见了。
And not only all that was prospering, but that was gone.
连整个的那个地理的那个情况都变得非常非常的。 没有指望,
but even the entire land was so filled with destruction that there was no hope.
因为整个的摩押都好像变成枯枯黄黄的一片。
Because now the land of Moab is completely desolate and barren now.
最惨的就是那些在战争里边逃脱的人也逃脱不了那个。
Even those who try to escape from the battle could not escape.
那当摩押落到这样的光景的时候,
now when Moab was in this situation,
那么以赛亚对着他们说什么话呢?
What kind of words does Isaiah have for them?
以赛亚就对他们说了一些话。
This is what Isaiah said to them.
不要看你落到一个什么样的光景。
Do not look at what condition you have fallen into.
你们有一条出路。
But you have a way of escape.
就是你们要接受以色列人的神做你们的神。
That is, you must accept the God of Israel to be your God.
你们不要再做犹大的那一个。
Now, no longer be enemies of Judah.
你相反的要转过来，不但是接受犹大，并且你们还要做犹大的一些好，不但是朋友，并且就是臣服在犹大人的手下。
But not only will you worship the God of Israel to be your God, but you also would not only befriend Israel, but also would submit to Israel.
因为摩押从亚述来灭他们以后,
because from the destruction of Assyria of the Moab,
一直到现在摩押都是没有, 可以说是没有再抬过头起来。
Now, even until now, we can say Moab have not lifted their heads again.
原因在哪里呢?
Where's the reason for that?
那在16章里边就有说到这种光景了。
It tells us that condition in chapter 16.
虽然从摩押的里边出了一个女孩子叫做路德。
And even from the nation of Moab, there was Ruth.
她让摩押跟犹大的那个关系是有一个很特殊的连结。
That have a very unique bonding in this relationship between Judah and Moab.
因为在她的后代的里边出来了一个大卫王。
Because from the descendant of Ruth, there is King David.
这个大卫王就成了整个犹大的那个政权的系统。
And it is from David the king that the entire royal lineage came from Judah.
那现在神借着以赛亚来说到摩押，你要有前途的话，你必须 来归向犹大。
Now, Isaiah speaks these words to Moab that if you want to have a hope, a future, you must submit yourself to Judah.
因为在第五节，十六章的第五节那里就说到。
Because in chapter 16, verse 5, there it says,
有一位啊，他诚诚实实坐在其上，在大卫的帐幕中施行审判，寻求公平，施行公义。
And he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hastening righteousness.
是这样的一个事实摆在那里。
It is that fact that is placed there.
所以牧羊，你们必须要转回来归向犹大。
Therefore, Moab, you must turn to submit yourself to Judah.
但事实是怎样呢？
But what is the fact to that?
事实是摩亚并不领会这一个。
The fact is that Moab did not pay attention to this.
摩亚，你留意到底下所说的话。
You can take note of what is spoken later.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们听说摩亚人骄傲，是极其骄傲，听说他狂妄、骄傲、愤怒，他夸大的话是虚空的。
We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, even of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so.
这是摩亚人的那个实在的光景。
And that is the actual situation of the condition of Moab.
他根本没有把其他人都放在眼里。
They do not put in their eyes anyone.
虽然那个时候他们面对着亚述那样大的压力。
Even in their situation that they were under so much pressure from Assyria.
但是他们还是骄傲无比。
Yet they were still so very prideful.
那个时候是以赛亚告诉他们说你们归附犹大。
At that time, even though when Isaiah told them, submit yourself to Judah.
他们听不进去。
They could not receive those words.
他们觉得我们已经可以有力量来应付一切。
Now they felt that they still had the power to deal with all of these things.
那结果呢？下边就说到摩亚的那个结局。
As a result, then later on it tells us the end result of Moab.
整个的结局是非常非常的可怜。
And their entire end, it was extremely sad.
那以致神在那里给他们说
，Even to the point that God says to them，
十四节
，Verse 14，
摩亚，你们的这种光景维持并不太久
，That in this situation you could not stand for long，
三年之内
，Within 3 years，
摩亚的荣耀和他的群众必被藐视，余剩的人甚少，无几。
And the glory of Moab shall be contempt with all the great multitude, and the remnant shall be very small and feeble.
那么这些事情果然后来并不太久，那摩亚就给那个亚述王，应该是那一个亚述起初的提格勒皮尼色，在列代记列王记跟列代记上提到。这个人的名字。
And indeed, Moab was destroyed shortly after this proclamation.
这一个亚述的王又把摩亚整个的征服了。
And the king of Assyria indeed subdued the entire land of Moab.
不但是征服了摩亚。
Not only did they overcome Moab,
并且也毁坏了摩亚。
But also destroyed them totally.
神的话就说的那么明确。
And the word of God is that clear.
三年之内。
Within 3 years.
摩亚的荣耀与他的群众必被藐视，余剩的人也不多。
And the glory of Moab shall be contempt with all that great multitude, and the remnant shall be very small and feeble.
说到这一点的时候。
When we reach this point.
我不能不想起。那年我们去以色列的时候
，I must recall that year when we visited Israel.
那我们是那时候以色列还没有很正规的开放那个边界。
At that time, Israel did not open the borders too much.
所以我们是经过约旦来进入以色列的。
So we went through Jordan to enter Israel.
那现在的约旦是什么呢？
What is President Jordan?
现在的约旦就是从前的摩亚跟亚门。
Now, present day Jordan is what was at that time Ammon and Moab.
都是罗德的子孙了。
And they are descendants of Lot.
我们那去的时候，那一个导游也是说，我们就是罗德的子孙。
Even at that time, our tour guide said that we are the descendants of Lot.
但是我们是亚门人。
But we are Ammonites.
在那里很少听到有人在提到摩亚。
Very seldom would you hear any mention of they are descendants of Moab.
连那个一个很明显的事就是，那个约旦的那个国都就是在安曼。
And very evident is that the capital of Jordan is Ammon.
那这个安曼是什么？
And what is this capital?
那个安曼不就是亚门的另外一个翻译了？
And so that is but another translation of Ammon.
那现在你跑到约旦去。
Now, if we go to Jordan now,
你所接触到的好像都是亚门所留下来的。
It seems like all the people there are from Ammon, the Ammonites.
摩亚好像是不太显明的出来。
It seems like there are not much descendants of Moab.
那么和以赛亚在这里所说的那个历史的事实是不是有点关系呢？
And so is that related to the fact here in history that Isaiah proclaimed?
我不敢说没有。
I dare not say it has nothing to do with it.
当然我也不敢大胆说是一定就是。
But I also dare not say that is surely the fact, the case.
但是无论如何你看到一件事。
But regardless, we do see one thing.
神是乐意接受摩亚
了。God is willing to accept, receive Moab.
虽然在生命记上面也特别的提到。
Even though it especially mentioned in Deuteronomy.
好像神是把摩亚人是放在神悦纳的范围以外。
Even though it seems like God has not placed the Moabites under their being accepted by God, they're outside of God's acceptance.
因为那里说摩亚人虽过了十代也不得入耶和华的会。
Because there it mentions that the Moabites, even unto the 10th generation, cannot enter into the congregation of God.
那我们也许会想。
Then perhaps we'll think.
十代不能，十一代就有可能了。
Perhaps not unto the 10th generation, but afterwards the 11th can.
当然神的心思的里边，他实在是愿意把摩亚人也吸引到他的面前。
And of course, in the heart of God, he delights to even draw the Moabites to him.
所以以前就有路德是给吸引到犹大地。
Therefore, in the past, there was Ruth that was drawn to the land of Judah.
现在以赛亚的那个宣告的里边也给摩亚指出归向犹大是你们唯一的出路。
Even now, during the days of Isaiah, God points out to them to submit yourself to Judah is your only way of escape.
说得更准确一点，是你们唯一的一条生路。
To be more accurate, this is your only way of escape to survive.
就是活路了。
And so it's a way for you to be living.
你如果不这样的话，你们连活路的那个都没有。
If you don't do this, then you will not survive at all.
但是可惜
sadly,
摩亚人的骄傲
the pride of Moab
让他们接受神这样的怜悯
did not allow for them to receive the mercy of God.
所以神就说了，三年之内摩亚的荣耀和他的群众完了。
Therefore, God says, within 3 years, Moab and the glory and the great multitude shall come to an end.
没有给他们说到你们还有可以抬头的机会。
And did not say to them, you still would have a way to return.
当然在圣经里面提到摩亚的事情还有一些。
Of course, in the scripture, there are other things that mention about Moab.
但是都是给人看到摩亚在神的面前虽然是蒙神的怜悯， 但是他们却没有实际的享用神给他们的悦纳。
And even though it mentions that Moab would, can receive the mercy of God, but practically they have not entered into the enjoyment of that acceptance.
那么接下去从17章的里头我们又看到一些另外的一个一些问题。
Now if we continue on with chapter 17, we see another matter.
那么在17章的时候就从摩亚转到亚兰。
Now then,From Moab, it turns to Damascus.
那么说大马色，大马色就是亚兰的京城。
Now, Damascus actually is the capital of Syria.
那么说到亚兰的，说到大马色的时候，就是说到整个的亚兰的那个光景。
So when it mentions about Damascus, it is giving us the entire condition of Syria.
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
那里就说大马色要给废弃，不再成城，变成乱堆。
There it says, "Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap."
然后又说到
then,
以色列的亚兰要消灭，像以色列要给消灭一样。
Then it also says that Syria will be destroyed, just as Judah will be destroyed.Israel will be destroyed.
那么这样一说起来的时候，我们就会很容易就记起。
When it says this, very easily we'll recall.
因为在这里说到亚兰人的时候，就把以色列也放在里头。
Because here, when it speaks on the Syrians, it also includes Israel.
那这就和第七章那个时候说到亚兰人跟以色列人合在一起要来攻打犹大。
Then we can recall this back to chapter 7 when the Syrians and the Israelites allied together to attack Judah.
那一个时候以赛亚就对亚哈斯说你上神求一个兆头吧。
And it was during that time that Isaiah said to Ahaz that you will ask for a sign to God.
来印证亚兰王跟以色列和联军不能给犹大有什么威胁。
To prove to you that even with this alliance of Syria and Israel, it will not be any harm to you.
当时犹大是当时犹大的亚哈斯，他根本就没有把这个事情放在心里。
Yet at that time, Ahaz of Judah was not even mindful of this at all.
但是他确实对亚兰跟以色列的入侵啊。确实非常的在意。
But he was very careful about the attack of the combined force of Israel and Syria.
如果按照他当时的心思，神可以不理会他的。
Now, according to the heart of Ahaz at that time, God did not need to pay attention to him.
但是在那一个时候，神可以不理会亚哈斯，但是神没有办法不理会犹大。
And even though God could pay no attention to Ahaz at all, but he still need to be mindful of Judah.
所以神就借着以赛亚先知说了很多的话。
Therefore, God spoke much words through Isaiah.
那些话是一直引出弥赛亚的，真的，我们用了很多时间来看过他这一段。
And those words of Isaiah led forth to the promise of the Messiah, and we spent much time on that time.
那当然，亚兰跟以色列的那个联军是没有办法来骚扰犹大了。
Of course, then the combined force of Syria and Israel could not disturb Judah.
但是现在以赛亚在这里指着大马色来说预言的时候。
But here when Isaiah is speaking toward the prophecy toward Damascus,
乃是说到亚兰的结局。
It tells us the end of Syria.
亚兰在以色列分裂出去成为北方的国的时候呢，它不住的成为以色列的难处。
Now Syria, when Israel and Judah divided, Israel was the northern kingdom, Syria continued to give hardship to Israel.
几乎以利亚跟以利沙这一对师徒的先知，他们生存的那个日子，以色列所要应付的就是亚兰。
And now during the time frame of Elijah and Elisha, this teacher and student prophets throughout their lifetime, all Israel had to deal with was against Syria.
所以神对着亚兰说了一些话。
So God spoke these words toward Syria.
说什么话呢？
What did God say?
亚兰完了。
Syria will come to an end.
亚兰是神所要对付的。
And this is what God will deal with against Syria.
神要叫亚兰，他的年日到此为止。
And God will cause the days of Syria to come to an end.
亚兰要灭亡了。
And Syria will be destroyed.
亚兰要给人忘记了。
And Syria will be forgotten.
那果然，当然我们从历史上面来看。
Of course, if we look at it from history.
亚兰是给亚述来灭掉的。
Syria was destroyed by Assyria.
就是那一个提格勒比尼色做王的时候把亚兰打垮的。
It was also during the same reign as the Syrian king that destroyed Moab that Syria was destroyed.
然后又经过那个塔尔探。
And then also have went through Tyre.
还有一个叫做西拿基利，弟兄姊妹们对他应该有点印象。
And then Sennacherib was the following king of Assyria.
因为我们读列王记的或者历代志的时候，我们都特别提到他，因为他的事情在以赛亚书里边也给记录下来。
We made especially mention of that Assyrian king Sennacherib because he is also mentioned here in Isaiah.
他们起初他们灭掉了亚兰。
At the very beginning, they have destroyed Syria.
然后就在那个近东那一带，所有的民族都给他们征服了。
Pretty much all the region in that area were subdued by them.
所以当西拿基利的那个将军拉伯沙基围绕着那个围困以色列那耶路撒冷的时候。
Now, therefore, when the general of Sennacherib have besieged Jerusalem,
他能说
，He's able to say，
你犹大有什么可夸的呢
？What can you Judah boast in？
我们就选出给你们一些马匹，看看你们能骑上这些马的人够不够。
Even if we were to give you horses, you would not find enough people to ride on them.
他说：“你看你们周围那些国家跟民族，有哪一个他的国家和他的神能抵挡我们的王的呢？” 现在你犹大凭什么来与我们的王希拿基利来对抗呢？
Now, therefore, Jerusalem, then, how can you rebel against our king, Sennacherib?
所以我们看到亚兰这个国家当时是很强盛。
Therefore, we can see the nation of Syria at that time was a strong one.
但是后来神是把让他给兴起来的那个亚述来灭掉。
Yet God raised up Assyria to destroy them.
那现在十七章论大马色的末世，就是说到他给亚述灭掉的那一种光景。
Therefore, when it says the burden of Damascus is the condition when Syria was destroyed by Assyria.
那么亚兰人给灭掉那一个在神面前给神点出来神要追讨的是什么事？
The fact that Syria will be destroyed, what is it that God have highlighted, God has against them?
固然是他不住的跟以色列制造难处。
Of course, on the one hand, they have given trouble to Israel.
更最糟糕的是，他还跟北方的以色列国联合起来，来对付南方的犹大。
But what is worse, if they have combined together with the northern kingdom of Israel to cause trouble to the southern kingdom of Judah.
那现在神就指着亚兰说话了。
Now God speaks directly to Syria.
他说什么呢？
What did God say?
你们跟以色列联合。
You have combined with Israel.
你们好像很强大了。
It seems like you're very strong.
因为在当时亚兰本来就是一个强国。
Because at that time, Syria is a strong nation.
以色列嘛, 也有很充裕的那些个军队的来源。
Now, Israel was also had a very healthy army as well.
他们联合起来, 那么在近东的中东的那一带,
For them to combine forces, indeed, they're quite powerful in the Middle East region.
但是神说我要对付大马士,
but God says, I will deal with Damascus.
我要让大马士是整个的消除,
and I will destroy all of Damascus.
让他不能再跟以色列连在一起,
so they cannot be combined with Israel anymore.
让他们合起来常常
Lest they all will combine to disturb Judah.
那么在说到大马色的这一段话的时候,
and during this passage about Damascus,
神一面是在那里说出亚兰人他们在神面前的那一种光景,
on the one hand, God tells us of the condition of the Syrians,
同时也在那里警告以色列,
at the same time, God is warning Israel.
当然一面是警告他不要和亚兰联合来成为犹大的难处。
Of course, on the one hand, it is reminding, warning Israel not to combine forces with Syria to cause any problems for Judah.
当然更重要的是让以色列人去认识他们离弃了神的那个结果并不是一件 很容易接受的事。
Of course, the most important warning was for Israel that if they forsake God, the result would be not very easy for them to bear at all.
神在这里虽然是指着亚兰人说话, 但是同时也是在那里指着跟以色列说话。
Therefore, here, even though God is speaking directly to Syrians, but is also at the same time speaking to Israel.
他是说的雅各也是 越过越衰残。Now
God says that Jacob shall be made thin.
说到他很可怜呢。And
it's also very sad.
说到犹大，他是用人的身体来比方说，他的身体要瘦弱，慢慢的消减。And
there it says that Jacob shall be made thin, and his flesh shall wax lean.
以色列的荣耀要 越来越消失,
and the fatness, the glory of Jacob shall be made thin and will disappear.
那以色列是怎么样呢?
Now, what about Israel?
以色列成为非常非常可怜的光景,
and Israel will also be very, very sad.
像什么呢?
What is it like?
像人在麦田里面去收割,
it says, and it shall be as when the harvestmen gather the corn.
他不是整颗整颗的，整的那个那个禾捆那样来收割。
And they will not harvest and gather in abundance.
他们只能用手去摘取那些穗子。
And not by bushels, but reap the ears with his arm, one by one, with his hands.
好像只能在地里头捡那些穗子的零碎。
And it is only to pick what is left, the leftovers.
像路德曾经做过的一样,
just like Ruth had done, it was only the gleaning.
又像人打橄榄树啊, 全都收去了, 只是在树梢上头, 剩下两三颗。
And it is just like when they beat the olive tree to shake it, there's only a few berries on top of the uppermost.
这个就是以色列的那个结局。
And that is the end result of Israel.
但是 以色列虽然是这样,
even though that's the situation of Israel,
但是神在这里却指出,
but God here points out,
以色列虽然是如此, 但是他们还是有盼望。
Even though this is the situation of Israel, yet they still have hope.
弟兄姊妹留意第七节,
brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 7.
第七节以前说到以色列, 那是很 很荒凉的那种光景。
And before verse 7, when it speaks about Israel, it's very desolate.
很没有希望的那种光景。
A condition where there's no hope.
但是到了第七节。
But from verse 7,
神点出以色列还是有希望。
God points forth that Israel still has hope.
因为第七节又当那日这几个字又跑出来了。
Again then, in verse 7, these words come about at that day.
这个当那日是指着当年以色列给亚述灭掉的那个日子呢，还是另外有所指呢？
In that day, does that term that day point at the day when Israel was destroyed by Assyria or another day?
如果从以赛亚说话的那个内容来看，
If we look at the content of Isaiah's words here,
当年亚述灭掉以色列的时候，以赛亚所说的那种光景没有出现。
In those days when Assyria destroyed Israel, this condition depicted here did not appear.
那么显然我们就看到一件事。
Very evidently we see another thing.
神在这里说说到当那日啊，不，绝对不是亚述掳去以色列的日子。
When God says in that day, on that day, it is not the condition when Assyria took Israel captive.
而是说到这一个世代最末了的时候。
But it is speaking on this generation at the end of these last days.
神要在地上，神的儿子要在地上建立国度。
That when the Son of God is to establish his kingdom on earth.
也是说到以色列重新给神悦纳的时候。
That is when Israel once again will be received by God.
这一个时候，以赛亚所说的那个话就出来了。
It is then the words of Isaiah will be fulfilled on that day.
弟兄姊妹，你看在这里。
Brothers and sisters, take note here.
当那日，人必仰望造他们的主。
At that day shall a man look to his maker.
眼目从重看以色列的圣者。
And his eye shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel.
留意第八节了。
Pay attention to verse 8.
那他们必不仰望祭坛，就是他们自己手所铸的，也不重看自己指头所做的。
And he shall look not to the altars, the work of his hands, neither shall respect that which his fingers have made.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这是什么？
Now brothers and sisters, what is it that we see?
如果我们从属灵的那个实际来看的时候，那是一个生命非常成熟的那种光景。
If we look at it from a spiritual reality, then that is a very mature spiritual life.
因为在只有在那种光景的底下，人才会仰望造他们的主。
Because only under that mature spiritual condition will a man look to his maker.
重看以色列的圣者。
And have respect to the Holy One of Israel.
更重要的，更明确的，那是接上去说的。
And what is even more evident and more clear is what follows.
他们不再根据他们的所做。
No longer will be according to what their hands have made.
而是转过来，来特别的注意他们所仰望的那一位神的所事。
But it is completely turned around to completely be according to who God is.
弟兄姊妹，会得单单的看着神的所事，而不看自己手做了什么。
One that is able to see completely who God is and not the work of our own hands.
哪怕他那些手中所做的全都是侍奉敬拜神的事情。
Even the work of our hands, let it be all the service and ministry and worship to God.
他们都不重视这些。
Yet they do not focus and respect that at all. 他们只
重视他们所侍奉的神。
But they only honor and respect the God whom they serve and worship.
那是把神的所事看得是最重要最重要。
That is to hold in the highest the, who God is himself.
那个时候他们是觉得非常清楚的晓得侍奉神敬拜神是我们的本分。
To know very clearly at that time, to serve God, to worship God is but our duty.
我们 就是做得最好更好也没有什么可夸的，因为那个是我们所当做的。
Now, because even if we did it better or to the best, that is only but our duty, what we ought to do.
所以我们不看我们手所做的是什么。
So we do not look at what the work of our hands are.
我们只看神的所事是什么。
But we only see who God is.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是一个生命里边的个苏醒和成熟。
Now brothers and sisters, this is a revival in the spirit and a maturity that is in the spirit.
但这个事情对以色列来说，要什么时候才能出现呢？
Of course, for this condition, when will it appear for Israel?
不是以赛亚说话的时候。
It is not during the time when Isaiah spoke.
以赛亚说话的时候，以色列是给欺压的。
When Isaiah spoke, Israel was oppressed.
以色列是绝望的。
Israel had no hope.
以色列是看不见前途的。
Israel could not see their future.
他们不是给那个亚兰人所胁迫的。
They are still under oppression by the Syrians.
他们也就是落在亚述人的手里头。结束了。
And then eventually they fell under the hands of Assyria to be destroyed.
说在以赛亚说这个话的时候，以色列不可没有这样的光景。
Therefore, when Isaiah spoke these words, this condition was not with Israel.
那正因为这样，我们就看到一件事了。
And it is because of this reason, then we can see.
这个事情是什么呢？
What is that?
这个事情就是神让他们在当时从眼见的事物的里边来留意到神的所作。
We're able to see then, God shows them what they can see physically to pay attention to the work of God's hand.
他们在当时来说，他们是没有前途的。
For Israel at that time, they are ones without hope.
他们是绝望。
They are without future.
但是呢
,But,
他们在神面前永远是有指望。
Before God, they will always have hope.
他们在神面前永远是有盼望。
Before God, they will always have a future.
那这是对亚兰人来宣告那个前面的事情的时候，把以色列也带进神给他们的那个应许里。
This is when God is proclaiming against Syria, yet also have brought Israel in to proclaim to them God's promise toward them.
这里我如果接下去我们要看。
If we continue to see,
我们看到当亚兰给灭亡的时候。
That is when Syria was destroyed.
以色列也同样是落在相同的那个结果里。
Likewise, Israel also fell under the same result.
他们也都一样的是没有指望。
Likewise,
没有前途。
Israel was without hope and with no future.
他们就是用这里的话说，他们在愁苦极其伤痛的日子所收割的都飞去了。
It says here then, but the harvest shall be a heap in that day of grief and of desperate sorrow.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
那里是说以色列无论你是怎么做，你们都逃脱不了那一个悲惨。
Here it's telling Israel that no matter what you do, what you try to do, that is result will still be of sorrow and grief.
因为你看神当时用以赛亚说出什么话来呢？
Because you can see what God uses Isaiah to say.
这里还是继续在因着亚兰而说到以色列。
Again, here is because of Syria that God speaks to Israel.
十一节那里说，栽种的日子，你周围圈上篱笆。又到早晨时你所种的开花。
In the day shall you make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shall you make thy seed to flourish.
好不容易到了收割的日子。
It is very difficult. Now is the time for harvest.
但是收割的日子却是你悲伤极其伤痛的日子。
But it is on the day of harvest that it will be of grief and desperate sorrow for you.
你们怎样来保护你们所要得着的那个收割啊，都飞掉了。
No matter what you do or try to do to protect your harvest, what you have, it will still fly away. It will still be in vain.
那么神在这里很清楚的给以色列人说出，因为你们没有 懂得去仰望造你们的主。
Now here, because God clearly points out to Israel that because you have forgotten the God of your salvation, your maker.
你们忘记了救你们的神，第十节。
Verse 10, it says, you have forgotten the God of your salvation.
不纪念你能力的磐石。
And you have not been mindful of the rock of your strength.
所以不管你做什么。
So no matter what you do, try to do.
你做出来的结果。你们都享用不到。
The result is, no matter what you do, you cannot enjoy it.
你们所得着的就是 一场的虚空。
And all that you gain is vanity, empty.
那这是神对以色列的一个很严肃的那个警告。
This is a very solemn reminder of God to Israel.
那所以我们说到，当以色列和大马色排在一起的时候。
Therefore, we say when Israel is lined up together with Damascus.
在历史的时间上面应该就是第七章里边所提到他们联手攻打犹大的那一个时候。
In the historical timeline, it should be in chapter 7 when they have united together in force to deal with Judah.
那也就是发生在以赛亚说话的那个时候的事。
And that is also during the time when Isaiah spoke.
以赛亚在那里指出神对以色列的那个宣告。
Isaiah speaks for what God has proclaimed against them.
你们和亚兰的联合。
Your union with Syria.
带来一个结果，亚兰怎样的灭亡，你们也同样的灭亡。
Will bring forth this result for you. Just as Syria will be destroyed, Israel will also be destroyed.
一直等到那一天来到，你们回转过来，你们就有路了。
Until on that day when you repent,Then you shall have a way out.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
当神在这里借着亚兰来带出以色列的那个结果
When God will tell Israel of their end through speaking against Syria,
我们必须要留意一件事情
We must take note of one thing.
留意一件什么事情呢
What do we have to pay attention to?
神说巴比伦的事情一百年以后才发生。
When God speaks about the Babylonians, it is 100 years later.
神后接受这以后说到埃及的事情也是若干年后才发生。
Even later, when God speaks against Egypt, it is still many, many years later.
但是呢，说到那个今天晚上我们所看的，从摩押一直到亚兰。
But from tonight, when we looked at Moab and Syria,
那都是以赛亚当时说话的时候所要发生的事情。
It was during the days of Isaiah when he spoke that these things will happen.
那是他们眼睛所看得见。
That is what they physically saw.
亲身所经历过来的那些历史。
And history that they personally have experienced.
那这些历史是非常的准确的。
And all this history is extremely accurate.
但是有一件事情弟兄姊妹们我们不能不留意。
Yet, there's one thing, brothers and sisters, we must pay attention to.
也就是我们读这几章圣经的时候我们非要把它点出来不可的。
That is also the point we must point out when we read these chapters here.
那说到巴比伦
When it speaks of Babylon,
那是一百年后的事。
That is 100 years later.
那不说我们就不把它抓出来。
So we don't need to get into that yet.
我们是把摩押跟亚兰的那个当前的眼见的时刻所发生的事情我们要把它放在一起来留意。
But we must put these events together to pay attention, because we see Moab and Syria, these things that are visible at the time that are current.
弟兄姊妹你看到提到摩押的时候
Brothers and sisters, you can see when Moab is
mentioned, 神特别对摩押人说出
God especially points out to Moab,
你们有一条活路
You only have one way to live.
你们要转回来跟随犹大他们所侍奉的。
You must return and follow Judah and whom they serve.
你们不要再站在犹大以外。
Now do not stand outside of Judah anymore.
你们不要再成为犹大的那个难处。
And do not be a difficulty to Judah.
如果你们转过来站在犹大的一起。
If you turn around and stand together with Judah.
你们就找到了活路了。
Then you have found a way to living.
那但是摩押没有接受神这样的一个宣告。
But Moab did not receive this proclamation from God.
所以摩押没了。
So Moab was finished.
那然后说到亚兰。
And then Syria.
说到以色列。
And Israel.
那么神也是同样的给他们指出问题。
Likewise, God points forth the problem for them.
那但是他们呢
？But
也没有接受神的宣告。
Likewise, they did not receive the proclamation of God.
那所以结果我们看到一件事。
So as a result, we see
亚兰给亚述灭掉了。
Syria was destroyed by Assyria.
以色列也给亚述灭掉了。
Israel was also destroyed by Assyria.
并且灭掉到一个地步，好像从地上把他们完全的抹掉了。
And they were destroyed to a point it seems like they're completely wiped out from this earth.
我们读列王记和是历代志的时候，我们就看到那种这光景。
When we read Kings and Chronicles, we saw that condition.
亚述灭了亚兰跟那个以色列的时候
，When Assyria destroyed Syria and Israel，
他们把当地的人迁到远方去。
They have put all the people of the land in exile far away。
另外，从远方把人带进以色列地、亚兰地来做新的居民。
And then they brought people from afar into the land of Israel and Syria。
这样的一个人口大迁移。
And this great scattering and exile.
你说的清楚一点。
To be more clear.
不是把原来在那个生活生存在那个地的那些民族连根拔起来吗？
They have uprooted then the natives of the land and eradicated them.
确实是这样。
And that is the fact.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然亚述可以做到那样绝的地步。
And even though Assyria can do it to such a thorough degree.
把以色列从根拔起。
To eradicate Israel in that way.
但是神在那里说。
But God says there.
以色列。
Israel.
有一天你们要回来的。
One day you shall return.
有一天当你会求告你 的主的时候。
One day when you know how to call upon your Lord.
一切都要改观了。
And all this will change.
并且还有一件事情。
And another thing.
你们可以很清楚地看到的。
You will know very clearly.
那弟兄姊妹留意十七章最末了的时候，从历史上里面来看那是说什么。
Pay attention to the end of chapter 17. Historically, what is that speaking of?
那里说到说到什么呢？
What does it say there?
说到好多的人来啊。
It says that there are many people.
好像海浪平轰啊。
The multitude of people, like the noise of the noisy seas.
好像猛水滔滔啊。
Like the rushing of nations.
又好像多水滔滔啊。
And the rushing of mighty waters.
说什么？
What is that speaking of?
这就是说到亚述的大军席卷了整个东中东的地区。
And this is speaking of the great army of Syria, how they have rolled in like waves to the Middle East.
那么用人来看呢，谁能阻挡这样厉害的一些权势呢？
In man's view, who is able to stop such great power?
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
十三节当中那里
，In the middle of verse 13，
但神斥责他们
，But God shall rebuke them，
他们就远远逃避
，And they shall flee far away，
又被追赶
，And shall be chased，
如同山上的风前康
，As the shaft of the mountains before the wind，
又如暴风前的旋风图
，And like a rolling thing before the whirlwind，
但晚上有惊吓，未到早晨他们就没了
，And behold at evening tide trouble， and before the morning he is not，
说谁
？Who is that speaking of？
说谁
？Who is that speaking of？
如果不望下去，你就说啊、哦，这是亚兰跟以色列给灭亡的时候的那种可怖的光景。
If we do not read on, then we will say this is the desolation that is to Syria and Israel when they were destroyed.
但是你读下去，你就看到了。
But when we read on, we'll discover
这是亚述的灭亡。
This is the destruction of Assyria.
先前是说到他把别人灭亡。
First, it speaks of the fact how they roll in like waves to destroy others.
现在是神说到他们自己灭亡。
But now God says how Assyria is destroyed.
因为那里怎么说呢
？Because what does it say there?
到早晨他们就没有了。
It says before the morning he is not.
那这个他们是什么？
Who is them? That before he is not.
这是掳掠我们之人的份，是抢夺我们之人的报应。
This them he is not. It speaks of this is the portion of them that spoil us and the lot of them that rob us.
这个是结果。
That is the result of them.
但是神弃责他们是原因。
But the reason that this is their end because God rebuked them.
那给神弃责又到这结果的是什么呢？
What is the reason that God rebuked them to this end that they're not?
显然就是亚述。
And so it's speaking about Syria.
那我们的确看到这样的事。
And indeed we see that is
history. 那么以后我们看到37章的时候。
Later on when we read chapter 37.
我们看到就是西西家王做王的时候。 亚述来围攻耶路撒冷的时候
well, that is when Hezekiah was king and Assyria came to besiege Jerusalem.
起初那个亚述的军队真的是像这里所说的猛水滔滔海浪平轰多水滔滔
and their army was like it says here they were the noise of a noisy sea like the rushing waters the mighty waters
他们说列国列邦的神都没有救他们 的百姓脱离我们亚述大王的手。
And they proclaimed to Hezekiah that all these nations were destroyed under our king, and their gods have not delivered them.
你们的犹大和你们犹大的神能救你们脱离吗？
And so can you, Judah, also escape, or your God deliver you from our conquering?
哦，那是口气大得很。
And they spoke very boldly.
但结果弟兄说你看到的是什么？
But at the result, what do we see?
是神自己亲自来对付他们。
It was God himself who dealt with them.
真的是一个晚上，整个亚述的大军就溃退了。It
was indeed just overnight. One night, then the great army of Assyria had to retreat.
并且当时的亚述王回去以后就给谋杀掉了。
And even when they retreated back home, then the king of Assyria was also murdered.
亚述也就是这样完毕了。
And that was also how Assyria ended.
那现在我们就要来看一个问题。
Now then we must see this issue.
神说了这许许多多的。
God spoke all these words.
如果从历史这个角度来看,
If we look at it from the viewpoint of history,
这是当时的预言,
That is prophecy when they spoke it.
后来应验的,
And later it was fulfilled.
历史上照着这个预言来应验一点都没有。
The history was fulfilled according to the prophecy without any error.
但是我们要注意,
but we must take note.
当以赛亚说这些话的时候, 这些事情都没有发生。
When Isaiah spoke all these words, this did not happen yet.
所以当以赛亚说话的时候, 这些都是预言。
Therefore, when Isaiah spoke, all these are prophecy.
是关乎历史的预言。
It has to do with prophecy in history.
但是等到这些事情发生了以后,
but after all this took place,
人回过头来看,
and when men look back,
所发生的历史,
and all this history that took place,
和神借着以赛亚所说的话,
God spoke through Isaiah was completely fulfilled.
那么我们今天来读这些话的时候,
and for us to read these words today,
那当然这些话对我们来说是远古的历史了。
Of course, for us, this is history long ago.
那有什么理由把它记在这里呢?
Yeah, what is the reason for it to be recorded here?
我们又不是以色列国,
we're not the nation of Israel.
我们又不是那个亚兰国,
and,
那个亚述国,
and we're not the kingdom of Syria or the empire of Assyria.
他们的历史与我们有什么关系呢?
What does their history have to do with us?
但是神是把它放在圣经里。
Yet God places that history
弟兄姊妹,
in the Bible.
这个原因我们就要问了。
Brothers and sisters, then that is the reason we must ask.
如果我们不问这个原因, 那么我们读来读去就是历史。
If we do not ask what the reason is, then all we read is about history.
这个历史已经过去了。
And all this history is way in the past.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神把这些历史留在
God has placed all this history in the Word of God.
很显然的, 不单是对当时的神的百姓, 神让他们在那里学功课。
Very evidently, it's not only for the people of God at that time for them to learn the lesson.
也让我们以后世代的神的儿女们, 只要你读到神的这些话的时候, 我们也
But in fact, it's also for all the children of God in their generation when they read the Word of God here, we likewise will learn the lesson.
那弟兄姊妹你很清楚地看得见,
Brothers and sisters, very clearly we see.
如果我们根据眼见的事物来决定我们的生活的态度和生活的追求了,
if we focus our what we can see visibly to determine our attitude of living or what we pursue after.
并归没有一个人会 拣选神的。
Then for sure, no one will choose God.
因为你看见神说了很多的话，对我们来说好像很有吸引，但是很可惜，都是非常遥远遥远的以后的事情。
Because indeed, all the words of God are very captivating and very interesting, but all these things are so far away from us, far away from us.
那我们如果不看重眼见的事物，那我们都是傻瓜。
So if we do not focus our attention and time on the things at the present, what we can see, then we're foolish.
因为摆在前面很遥远很遥远的那个事情，谁能保证它一定能成为事实呢？
Now because all those things that even though God has spoken and we can see is so far ahead, who can guarantee that they will come to pass?
但是眼见的事情对我们来说很实际啊。
Yet what is visible right now is very practical.
那我们当然是拣选那个很实际的事情。
Then of course we'll choose that which is real and we can grasp.
我们天然的那个倾向都是这样。
That is our natural inclination.
当弟兄姊妹从这一大段的神迹的以赛亚说话的说出的那些历史的经过。
But brothers and sisters, through all these things, Isaiah has spoken on all the history that took place.
你非常清楚地能看见一件事。
Very clearly, we can see one thing.
神是要叫属他的人，从眼见的近处所发生的事情。
God wants for those who belong to him from what is near, what is visible.
来给引到在远在远处神应许里边所说到的事情，也一样的像眼见的事情那样的准确和真实。
To be led to see which is from afar in God's promise to be just as real and near and visible as those things that are near and visible.
那在当时来说
At that time,
犹大人可以看见亚兰和以色列的联军，他们无功而走。
The people of Judah can see that Syria and Israel were not successful to attack them.
他们可以看见摩亚真就是在他们的眼前这样的给现。消灭掉。
And the people of Judah are able to see indeed Moab was destroyed.
这都是以赛亚在那里说话了以后不久的事。
And this is what Isaiah spoke and not long after.
我们把它归在属于眼见里头范围里，眼见的范围里边的事。
Then we can summarize that and say those are things are near and visible to them.
那既然从眼见的里边你看到神的话是这样准确的在那里发生。
If then the word of God is so accurate and has taken place according to what God has proclaimed and visible and near to them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Then brothers and sisters.
那么神虽然说了一些话是比较遥远的日子以后才应验的。
Now even though God also spoke words that will take place afar off, and they will still be fulfilled.
才出现的。
That it will be fulfilled afar off.
那这样会不会因为时间上的那么长的距离，神所说的那个准确度就要打折扣呢？
Would it be then discounted just because the time is so far off before the spoken word of God is fulfilled?
不会打折扣。
No, there is no discounting to the word of God. 眼见
神是怎样的准确。
Just as accurate as God is to the word that is near.
在遥远的将来，神所说的还是同样的准确。
The spoken word of God is just as accurate to the future that is afar off.
那弟兄姊妹，当神这样的一个心思，让当时的犹大的百姓听进去的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, if the people of Judah was able to listen and receive the heart of God in this way at that time,
那么不管犹大前面有多少的变动,
then regardless of how many changes there are in Judah ahead,
他们仍然是活在指望的当中。
They will still live in hope.
那回到我们自己身上来。
Now, we come back to us.
那个原则没有变动。
The principle is still the same.
我们看得见一些眼见的事情，或是过去的那个历史成为眼见的事实的时候。
We can see the things before us when they're fulfilled, or history in the past that has been fulfilled as well.
神怎么在那些历史上面显出他的准确？
How God have manifested that him to be true and accurate in history.
在神所应许给我们的那些事上面，虽然要在很遥远的将来才成为事实。
Likewise, in the promises which God has already promised to us, even though they may be fulfilled long after.
但是时间的遥远并不改变神的能力和神的信实。
Yet the length of time does not change the power of God or the faithfulness of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那我们进一步在这里留意。
Now if we go a step further and take note here.
这些眼见的历史。
All this visible history.
他们都是引到国度的那个时刻的。
They all lead to the period of the kingdom.
那如果我们读这些历史的时候，没有读到国度的那个点上去。
Now when we read all this history, yet we do not connect it to the kingdom.
那么这些历史对我们来说就没什么意义。
Then all this history would not be very meaningful for us.
但是我们能读到国度那里去。
But if we read the history and reach, connect to the kingdom.
你怎么保证这个国度的事情是事实呢？
Then it's how do we guarantee that will be the fact in the kingdom?
感谢神。
We thank God.
这几章圣经里边所带出的一个信息就是那么的清楚。
It is because of the messages on these chapters bring forth this message that is so clear.
神现在怎么给我们在眼见的历史里头看见他的能力和信实。
How God will show us his power and faithfulness in the visible history.
也领我们在信心里头去接受神在遥远的未来他的能力和信实。也一样的准确。
Will also lead us in our faith to guarantee in the future afar off God's power and faithfulness is just as true and accurate.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个世代啊，是一个抵挡神的世代，到了无孔不入的那种地步。
Now brothers and sisters, this generation is a generation that opposes God in all ways.
如果我们细细的留意在我们生活的环境的周围所发生各种各样的事。
If we pay careful attention to all surroundings and everything that takes place in our daily living.
你很清楚的看见表面上好像是说出一些人的本事。
On the surface, it seems like all the going ons would manifest man's power and wisdom.
人的那个道德的要求的升高。
Or how man's morals have risen higher.
人权如何给重视。
And how man would emphasize human rights.
让你好好的认识什么叫做一个人。
Or man would know how to be a human.
那弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的看到，这许许多多的事情，我不具体的提了。
But brothers and sisters, we can see, even though there are so many practical matters we cannot mention,
都是冲着神而来的。
It is all actually against God.
一直，那既然他们是这样来造成那种的气氛。
And that is the atmosphere under we live in.
我们就生活在这样的光景里。
Because it has been created by man.
那我们在神给我们的应许里头的那些指望和信心。
Now in the promise of God which has given us in hope and faith.
如果不是神特别的怜悯，我们非常容易会摇动的。
Now if it's not by God's special mercy, then very easily are we shaken.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神常常把我们带到一个眼见的历史里。
God often brings us to history that is visible.
然后再从眼见的历史里头把我们带回信心的应许的盼望指望里。
Then from the visible history, God leads us back to faith, the promise of his faith and the hope that he has given us.
我们看到神当时是这样安慰神的百姓。
We can see that is how God comforts his people at that time.
同样我们看到神也在相同的那个做法的上面 来叫我们对神的仰望和等候给坚固。
Likewise, would we be steadfast in our looking and hope in God?
最近不是报纸上发表一个消息说人能创造一种新的基因吗？
Recently, there's a newspaper article that says that man is able to create, make new DNA.
如果我们没有看见神自己的信实和能力，
if we're not able to see God's power and faithfulness,
这一类的那个新闻报道啊，常常是冲击我们对神的那一个信靠的。
And many times, such articles, these kind of news would actually impact our trust in God.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
就让这些事情更多的出现吧。
Even all these things can come more and more.
你越看越清楚。
The more they come, the more clearly we can see.
不管人的那一个技术怎样的提升。
Regardless of how the techniques, the technology can get better and better.
他们没有办法越过这个界限。
They can never surpass this boundary.
他们能创造生命。
That they can create life.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他永远是能，也永远是信实。
God is forever powerful, able, and faithful.
他常常用着许多眼见的事物把我们带进他那个智慧权柄能力的深处。
Many times through what is visible, God leads us into the depth of his wisdom, power, and his wisdom.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.